You're well known. You're the best selling. You're the best selling female Christian comedian. Do I even need to qualify it with Christian? Are you?
When the RIAA or the RAI, whatever it is, that gets gold records. When they had a, they read the letter and they had a little ceremony for me and they gave me this big plaque as the most awarded female comic in history.
Yeah.
And I said, I find this so hard to believe. I was whispering to him because you know there's Joan Rivers and there's Ellen DeGeneres, and you know, he goes, I know, we did the math twice because we ain't never heard of you.
Oh, that's too funny.
That'll keep you humble, you know.
Yeah,
it is just, those kinds of things to me is not so much a testimony about my work as it is about yours, as it is about the people that buy tickets and the people that buy DVDs. Those are the people that deserve the award. I've just shown up every night. And
well, you know what I think it is, Shonda? I think to a great degree, it is the message of hope that is always infused in whatever you're doing. You know comedians. You hang out with comedians. You've worked with other comedians. And they're all very funny. They're all very funny people, but I think a lot of it, and I know with you, just from knowing you and from following your career, a lot of where you find humor is a way to deal with some very deep pain.
You know, it is a great, it is true. If you followed comedy, just even secular comedy, you would find a roadmap of what's going on in culture. You would also find a roadmap of what's going on in their mental state. You know, comedy can be used for good, and then, of course, the devil's in the job of taking everything and using it for his purpose. And so the sarcasm and the, you know, and the funny stuff and the jabbing at certain things, you know, it's all fun and games until the fun and games stop.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to deal with what's really going on in the inside of them. And I think that's the danger. You know, for me, I have talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly of who I am since the very beginning of my career. The blessing that that's been for me is everything that you drag out of the dark into the light has no more power over you.
That's right.
And I do that on a regular basis. And so the devil can't take any of that captive anymore and use it over my head. Now, does that mean I'm perfectly healed? You know, no, it's not. Where comedians, especially some of the famous ones that you hear about, and you read about, and have such tragic lives and tragic endings, what happens, I think, is an addiction to the adrenaline rush that that night of comedy gives you. We have instant gratification. I know immediately, you know, singers and songwriters, they put their stuff out on the radio, and then you know, social media is better now. But for a while, you know, you don't know if you're doing a good thing or not. Comedians, you know immediately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that can be a very addicting thing. And you want to go home and feel that rush and feel that love and feel that people liked you. And you go home and you don't have that. And so you're trying to recapture that. And people fall into alcohol. They fall into sex addiction, they fall into all kinds of problems because they're wanting that feeling that they had in the spotlight. Now, for me, I'm blessed that I just stand in the spotlight in my living room and talk to myself, and that seems to be fine for me.
That'll work.
But I have Jesus, you know, and the thing is, that's where my joy comes from. That's where I want my pat on the back. That's where the accolade, I want the accolade that I get in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I have a totally different goal in mind than some of our secular comics. It's all about the laugh, which is a good thing. But for me, it's more than that.